Live at the Dive with WDIR, Windsor Detroit Internet Radio. It's local, cross-border, and worldwide online, WDIR.net. It's Windsor Detroit Internet Radio, Live at the Dive.
The opinions and views in the following program are those of the hosts and their guests and do not necessarily reflect the views of WDIR. WDIR.net, Windsor Detroit Internet Radio, local, cross-border, and worldwide.
It's that time. Wake up, Windsor. Wake up, Detroit. It's time for Big JD and Lippo in the morning. And here they are, your hosts, Big JD and Lippo.
That's right. You're listening to Big JD
and Lippo. I am Lippo.
On Big JD and Lippo in the morning here on WDIR.
Yes. It was awesome doing that thing for the A channel the other day.
Of course, it was cool. CTV.
CTV.
CTV News, 6 o'clock on, when was that on? Monday?
Yesterday.
A couple days ago.
A couple days ago, sorry.
And yeah, you were showing a lot too.
I had a close-up. I was like, wow.
All kinds of everything.
Why are they doing a close-up of my face?
It was kind of scary. It was cool.
Watching my face like on...
3D
exactly.
Style.
That's exactly what I said. Whoa, that's insane. Get that off my face.
I would have liked them to use a couple other snippets of audio than they did. A couple things seemed irrelevant, really. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Bring the radio in a duffel bag. Yeah, I mean, I told the whole story, but you know, you could have put something else in there about Craig Venn.
You talked about Craig Venn, but
I did, and they did. Yeah, they didn't use it, and I don't know why they wouldn't use that. You know what I mean? That was key.
I don't know if it's key, but
well, it's that's how it started there.
It's a good piece of information for sure.
Yeah. And plus, using his name is, I mean, you know, having his name anywhere is always cool. Because, I mean, he's like a celebrity around here. You know what I mean?
Yes. And I'm trying to think of the chick's name who did the piece.
Gina.
Gina
Chung.
Is it Chung or Chang?
I think it's Chung.
Ching?
Okay, you're just playing around now. Cha-ching.
Now, do you think she shot it? She was there all by herself.
Yes, she shot it and edited and everything.
She thinks she edits too, eh?
Yeah.
I think
I'm pretty sure she does.
The editing, I'm going to say, was a little shoddy.
Yeah, the editing could have been a little better, I guess. I mean, you know, but I don't know.
You would do a better job of editing.
I would have liked to edit that. Yeah certainly.
I don't know.
I think it would have been a little bit different story.
You brought a few people in there. I know your mom was in there.
Yeah, my mom was there.
Yeah, and the girl who was doing the shot, she did the overall shot of the bar after everybody was already gone. Actually, people were putting their coats on in that shot.
Right, yeah. That's something she should have got right away because there was a lot of people there. Yeah, she got that after when it started to clear out.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
But nonetheless, it was really cool.
Absolutely.
So I appreciate it, and thank you, Gina.
I think the bar really appreciates it too. Stephanie and Anthony and those guys there.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. We brought a whole new thing to the club, you know, a whole new atmosphere kind of thing with having a radio station there and whatnot. And it's cool that they get the extra added exposure from us being there too. And, you know, to have the news come there and, you know what I mean? It's pretty cool for them.
And you're the one that got the ball rolling on that, or how?
Actually, it was one of our show hosts ran into her in a back alley by CTV there, or A Channel or whatever, and he asked her if she was doing something on the homeless because there was a bunch of them sitting around in the alley there or something, and she said, "No, I'm actually." Said something to the fact that she was getting ready to do a story on an internet radio station. He goes, "Oh, well, I'm at an internet radio station. I do a show." And so she talked and she said, "Yeah, that's the same place and everything." It's really weird, eh?
That's very coincidental. Yeah.
And then he called me, she called me, and it was all
next thing you know, she's doing a show on the homeless.
And straight from the newsroom floor and the walls and the ceiling, it's time for news from around the world, and sometimes out of this world, from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
All right.
Hey, go ahead.
You're stepping all over me.
Well, I didn't know if you were going to jump on it.
I'm jumping ship, as it were.
How come you got your iPad thing off? Does it block something, or?
What do you mean it's off?
Well, you got your iPad, this thing here. What is this? He's got a thing there on his iPad that holds it in kind of somewhere. That's just for the... Okay.
I have a Moleskine case for my iPad.
Okay.
And it's from a company called
Moleskine. Not to be confused with the beer company. I like that name, Dodo Case.
Dodo Case. Yeah. Do not become extinct is basically their whole mantra. Wait,
are the dodo birds extinct?
Dodo birds are extinct, yeah.
Okay, there's another show. Birds.
Extinct animals.
Extinct animals, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Extinky animals.
Woolly mammoth is another one.
Oh, yeah. They are extinct.
They are definitely extinct.
But I saw one, actually, not that long ago. Live and everything.
No, that was probably me. I had my shirt
off. Oh, no, wait. It was Ice Age, the movie.
Ice Age, the Ice Age 4. Is that the last one?
I think so.
Awesome movie.
So news.
Windsor patients are being sent to London for surgeries that they could be getting closer to home.
I'll do them. We'll do them.
Sure, right.
The barbers will do them. Did you know barbers used to do surgeries? That's what it was all about. Surgeries and haircuts. No, for real though, man.
Well, I can believe that.
That's why they have the barber things that hang out with the poles. You ever seen a barber's pole?
Yes, I have seen a barber's pole.
I believe it for some reason.
I dated one for a couple of weeks.
Okay, we're trying to keep clean show.
You're the one who got it going, brother.
That's why they're red, white, and generally blue. Blue for veins, white for bandages, and red for blood.
So
they used to be the surgeons as well.
But the universal symbol for a hospital is it's a cross, is it not? Or first
aid? Well, yeah, that changed over time, I guess. But
okay.
Anyway, back to the news.
Is that serious about the poll, though?
It is, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You learn something new every day at the Big JD and Lippo show in the morning. Yeah, so have you ever had surgery in London?
I have not. I've gone to London for a second opinion.
Have you?
Mm-hmm.
And did you adhere to the opinion?
It was not favorable.
Okay. So a lot of people...
And then I passed away. So
you're still here, brother.
No, it was my dad actually went for a second opinion for him in London, and it was not a favorable thing, and yeah.
Okay.
So, but anyway...
Anyway, so
he would have had surgery there, though.
Okay,
that's what we would have done.
But I have had surgery there myself.
Yeah,
and my wife also had some surgery done there too.
A lot of people go to London yeah. and Toronto, but
London is well, of course, the university is there, and the university has a hospital on campus. So that's a good reason.
So the students do the surgery.
It's just students doing surgery. Yeah, that's right.
That's cool. Is that why your arm's hanging out the side of your head?
Anyway, what the study has...
Oh, we're out of time. No, go on.
We got an hour. We got lots of time.
It's going to take that long to get through it.
The study found that there are... You know, there's a specific amount of specialists in any given city based on the population, and a lot of cities are underfunded, under-doctored, under-manned, or I'm not exactly sure what the right word is. When you don't have enough doctors, enough specialists...
Under-doctored.
Under-doctored, that's very...
Under-surgeoned.
It has a lot to do
with... Under-medicalated?
We should ask the people who are doing today's show, because this show today is all about words.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's a lexicographic
we'll
show.
We'll ask us later.
Like, there's no liver guy. If you have an issue with your liver...
Hey, there's no liver guy.
In Windsor, you have to go to London to get your liver done. But there's other surgeries that are performed in London that are not necessarily... It isn't necessary for those people to go there, because there's plenty of specialists here. But due to, you know, the administration errors, or, you know, just paper shuffling the wrong way, too many people are going...
Shuffle. Love it.
Anyway, what do you got for news, Big JD?
Australian billionaire Clive Palmer says he's building a replica of the Titanic and will launch it as a themed cruise ship in 2016.
Would you go on it?
Not if it was going to be floating around icebergs.
No, obviously not. That's not a good idea, is it?
I don't think so.
It's like building a Zeppelin that's going to be called the Hindenburg.
I do, however, like Auld Lang Syne.
Why, is it a new year?
No, but they played it on the Titanic as it was going down.
Well, was that the song they were playing? I know the band played as
the band played on. Yeah.
And the band played on.
Auld Lang Syne, though, that's what it was.
And what song?
It was in the movie, anyways.
Yeah, I know. And supposedly that's a relatively good representation of what really happened. And what is the song that has the band played on? What song is that?
Saxon is the only one I know. I'm not sure of the other one. But anyway.
Ball of Confusion.
We'll be back.
Hey, this is Jeff Burrows from the Tea Party and Crash Karma. You're listening to WDIR, kicking you in the face.
Result Makers is an elite recruiting and consulting team connecting professionals to the top performing businesses. Located in Troy, Michigan, call 248-251-0143 or visit resultmakers.net. That's resultmakers.net. Scentsy is your safe, wickless alternative to scented candles. Call independent Scentsy director Kathy Kasborowitz at 519-733-6199 or check out the Scentsy banner ad at WDIR.net for Kathy's website. Wickless scented candles. Scentsy makes perfect sense.
ShawnToon.com is ready to take on your next 2D animation project. Sean Watkins is a professional Flash animator and graphic artist. Check out his work online at ShawnToon.com, ShawnToon.com.
If you're in need of professional video and film production or audio production, check out OMS Entertainment. Corporate, commercial, training, broadcast, podcast, real estate, or wedding. Located in Windsor, Ontario, visit OMSEntertainment.com.
Local, cross-border, and worldwide, and now live at the Local Dive. It's the home of Dive Radio, and it's WDIR, Windsor, Detroit Internet Radio, online at WDIR.net.
So, finally, what is the topic of the show today?
Well, like I mentioned before, it's
Lowell.
Lowell.
Oh, let's talk people's names.
George Llewellyn.
Who's that? Ooh, Llewellyn. He was a game show guy or something.
Yes.
Dave Llewellyn.
Was it Dave?
I think. Yeah.
I was thinking of People's Court. Isn't that the guy who's outside in the hallway? Dave Llewellyn?
Okay. Yeah. I think so. Yeah.
I'm guessing.
Yeah, it's not George, though. That's what you said, George.
Yeah. George.
He had a brother, George.
He probably did.
Yeah.
Dave and George.
There's probably a George Llewellyn somewhere, but names like Llewellyn, that's pretty. Especially if it was a last name.
It was a last name.
I mean, a first name.
Oh, you wouldn't
like Lowell. Hey, Lowell.
Or Clive.
Clive, yeah. Yeah.
Do you know anybody whose name is Clive?
Yeah, Clive Palmer.
Yes. And who is he? Oh, he's an Australian billionaire.
I wish I knew him.
That's right. You wish.
All right. So finally, today's topic is on funny words. Odd, strange, funny words.
Interesting words.
Interesting words. Sure. Is there another...
another word?
The kind of words that we're going to... So give us something. What do you got?
Kerfuffle.
Kerfuffle.
Yes.
And does that just mean like miscombobulated? Like confused? I'm in a kerfuffle. Like I'm in a...
No, it could be like... it could be a fight.
Okay.
It could be a misunderstanding. It could be an argument. It could be...
Ooh, we got in a kerfuffle.
Yeah. So it's usually...
Not to be confused with scuffle.
Right. It can have a negative or a somewhat non-positive...
I wonder how that word even came about.
...connotation.
Okay. You got the meaning and everything for it, basically. I got words with no meanings. Well, I think we know most of them. Clock. Clock is kind of funny. Clock.
Seriously?
Sort of.
You're using the word clock?
Yeah, just as I'm going to use the word bulb. That was a knee slapper. or better yet, bulbous. Bulbous.
I like bulbous.
Or oblong. That's kind of a funny word, too.
Oblongs.
Those are shapes.
That's right.
I guess I do have the definition for them. Shapes.
Rhombus.
Wow.
There's a shape.
Did you say...
Rhombus.
Okay. Rhombus. And wow. And rhombus means some kind of a scuffle?
No, I think it's a four-sided...
Ooh, Equinox.
That's a good Styx album.
Oh, yeah.
One of my faves, anyway.
When Equinox...
Answer the door.
Answer the door, yeah.
He might have forgotten his glasses and his keys and his phone.
Yeah. Hi, Joe.
There you go.
Hokey pokey.
That's what
kind
he
of a
does.
Funny little term of some kind. Hokey pokey. That just means something.
You don't know.
That's hokey a song, though. It's a song. Yeah,
it's a hokey dance. Pokey.
But where did the term come from? Just from the dance?
I think so.
Because hokey pokey comes from somewhere else too, doesn't it? Is that the one where you put your finger in or put your hand in, put your left foot in,
and
do the hokey pokey?
That's right. That's what you
and
do.
And you turn yourself about.
I believe you do.
All right, Lana comes into the studio. What's going on?
Arms crossed.
Yeah.
She could be pissed off or she could just be uninterested.
Could be. Gotta be. All right. So on the Funny Word Show today, Big JD and Lipo in the morning. And you got another one for us, Lip?
Another word.
Yeah.
Lymph.
Lymph.
Yeah, where do they get the word lymph?
Where do they get it? It comes from the word limp.
No, it's a bodily.
Oh, that's L-Y.
Yeah, L-Y. And wow, how come they use
Elroy? There's another funny name.
And why do they use PH as an F? Where did that come from?
Vino. I don't know.
I know. It's kind of weird that they would have two letters taking the place of one letter. Do you think one came before the other?
I've had shampoo that's balanced.
You've had shampoo that's what?
Balanced.
Balanced?
Yeah.
pH balanced.
Yeah.
Does that mean? Yes, it does. Your shampoo is a little high in...
Hocus Pocus.
Hocus Pocus, that's the name of an album?
Oh, no. Hocus Pocus by Focus.
Focus was the name
song
of the band.
By, yeah.
That's right.
Farce. That's kind of funny, isn't it? Farce.
Farce has
a funny
the,
name.
Farce has funny the word, word arse in it.
Oh, that's probably why I like it so much.
But it
turn could, around.
There you go. There's my farce. Check it out.
Fart and ass. Farce.
Jobbler. Someone who does petty jobs. A jobbler.
Have a
you
jobbler.
Ever been, have you ever been a jobbler?
Yeah. Right now.
Okay, well, that's good. I'm glad to hear that you've had that in your past.
Schmear.
The whole schmear.
And nothing but the schmear.
That's what you usually use the word schmear, right?
Is it?
The whole schmear, yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay. You use it in that, yeah, the whole kit and caboodle.
Would you ever use schmear?
The kit and caboodle. There's
kit
another.
And caboodle is the whole schmear.
Is it the kit and the caboodle?
The kit and the caboodle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is the caboodle part? I'd really like to know what a caboodle is. And when you say that, what is the first thing that comes to mind? Caboodle. What do you think of
train.
First? Yeah. Caboose. Which is another funny word, kind of. Caboose.
Caboose is, yeah. And obviously that means the last thing on a long line of something.
Okay.
So you could have a necklace.
So what's the first thing on the long line of something?
Engine.
Inge boost.
Oh, geez.
Castart. Cafilta.
Hiatus.
Ooh, that's good, yeah.
And that's
we've taken those many a times.
It's a break or a pause. Sure.
Okay.
Yes. So we could pick hiatus. Hedonism.
Hedonism?
Yeah.
It's got something to do with sex, doesn't it?
Not necessarily.
Oh, okay.
The actual...
Then definite, we'll skip over it.
A belief that happiness is the only good thing in life.
Okay. Hedonism.
Yeah. Nice.
Head-on-ism.
I think that a lot of people think of hedonism with a sexual connotation to it.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's
as
a name...
As did I.
Because that's the name of a place in Jamaica, is it not?
No, I'm not sure.
What I it think is. They're is all over the
some
Caribbean.
Some kind of beach thing, naked?
I think it's more than naked.
Okay.
I think it's more... Going at it, yeah.
Speaking of that, fluff.
Fluff.
That's a funny word.
And know what's another?
Flop is also kind of funny.
Fluff and feature is a...
Fluff and feature?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's a fleacher.
Oh, right. Yeah, fleacher. I remember that from emails or something recently.
Yes.
Text
we,
or
we
something.
Had, we had a fleacher on this show on the CTV.
Right, right. Okay. Now I remember. It's all coming back to me. Funsies.
Funsies now.
I've wasn't he the guy in Happy Days?
That was Potsy, I think.
Fonzie.
Oh, Fonzie. Oh, yeah. There you go.
Funsies.
Funsies.
Just for funsies.
That's what it is.
That's just making kind of a fun of a real word, like fun. Like you'd say, the Lipmeister. You know what I mean? Kind of thing?
Usually.
Funsies.
Funsies is you're going to do something for serious, like you're playing a game of poker. But to have someone learn how to play the game, what you do is... You do a hand without actually betting real money. So you do it. That's it. Let's do it for funsies.
Is that where it came from?
I don't know. But that's usually where I think of it. So you're going through a round of something and you're just, let's do it. This isn't for real. It's like a dry run. That's a good word.
Or for fun. But you add on that little funsies.
Funsies.
To make it even funnier. Mangle. Something that's mangled. It's kind of a funny word. Yeah. Mangle.
Sure. It has the word angle in it.
Yeah.
Farce has arse and mangle has angle.
Ooh. Farce has arse and mangle has angle. I like that. That's a nice little quip.
I play a game on my phone with other people called Scramble with Friends.
Okay.
Are you familiar
not to be confused with Scrabble.
It's not to be confused with Scrabble because Scrabble is called Words with Friends. Same company. It's Zynga. Zynga owns both of those
Zynga, games. There's a funny word. Zing is a funny word.
Zing is a funny word.
Zing.
Scramble with Friends is...
No, this is...
Yes.
What?
I'm thinking...
Something from an old TV show.
Yeah.
Old TV show.
Yeah, I know.
Bozo.
And what did he do?
His treasure chest came out.
That
That was the sound.
That was the sound.
When this treasure chest came out.
I was going to say, it sounds really familiar. And I'm thinking of the actual thing that made that sound. You pulled on something and just...
Yeah, it sounds like some kind of thing that you pull on. I think old toys did that. STP cars or something. STP racers or something. I don't know.
Yeah, there was a toy that actually did that, exactly.
Yeah.
But Scramble with
Friends... Did my Ken doll have that on the back? No? Okay.
Scramble with Friends is a take on the game Boggle.
Okay.
Which is another cool
Boggle. Word. Boggle my mind. It boggles like it's, confusing.
Did you ever play Boggle?
I think I did back in the day.
It was a...
Along with Trouble and all those other games.
Games with blocks, with things.
The old games, man. Nostalgic games and games of all kinds. We'll talk on a future show. That's just definitely. Might be next week.
It might be.
All right. And
that's where we...
Yule.
Yes.
That's where we what?
That's where we came up with... we talked about Rebound, and the next week you bought me a Rebound at a yard sale.
Oh, yeah? Wow.
Remember that?
I don't think you can get Rebound now anywhere.
No. Unfortunately, that Rebound, it seemed like it was in an attic for a really long time, and the plastic kind of melted one way. So when he's...
Oh, really?
Just stick to the one side.
That's how you cheat. Cheat at Rebound. And for anybody that doesn't know Rebound, boy, you're going to have some funsies at our game show.
Funsies. There we go.
What did I say? Yule.
Yule.
Like then. Yuletide.
Yule Brenner.
Yule Brenner. Yule get yours.
Someday.
Fart, actually, is a funny word. Oh. Isn't it?
Well, it's
because it has art in it.
There
isn't art funny?
It also has the word far in it.
Oh, it does, yeah. And flatulence.
Same thing.
Yeah. And because it has the word flat in it. And you and Lance.
Yes, it has all those things in it.
No, yeah. I want to talk about you and Lance.
Well, let's
I want to talk about you and Lance.
Oh, so nice.
Grump.
You're a grump?
No, but grump is funny. Grump. And it sounds like grumpy, doesn't it?
Sure.
Makes it sounds like the word sounds like what the meaning is.
Well, grump. It has the word rump in it.
Okay.
And rump means your butt.
Right.
And so that's kind of like a...
Is that grumpy, though?
No, it isn't grumpy. Grumpy is kind of, well, it's one of the seven dwarves.
It is.
But you said grump. But if you're grumpy,
right.
You're one of those guys.
Are you saying that if you're grumpy, you're a dwarf? Or a dwarf's grumpy?
No. Do you know any dwarves?
Dwarfs? No.
No?
No. Is that all the same? Like a dwarf, a little person, midget?
Midget, yeah.
All the terms mean the same thing, but some of them are more politically correct, I guess.
I don't know. Is a dwarf a midget?
I don't really know exactly.
I don't know.
You maybe have to ask one.
I would love to meet one. I would like to have one for my friend.
I'd like to interview Beetlejuice for your friend. Say hello to my little friend.
I mean, seriously, as little. But that's... I don't know. I just like interesting people. And I think that dwarves, midgets, and what was the other one you said?
Dwarves, midgets, little people.
Little people.
And there's something else, though, too. Isn't there another term for...
I don't know. You know who else I'd like to have as a friend?
Who?
An elf.
Oh, yeah? An elf, I know. I'll introduce you.
All right. He's elfin.
Snap.
Well, you got the small four-letter words, eh?
Yeah, because it has app in it, and we all love apps, so we all love to snap.
No, it has the word nap in it, and we all love to nap.
Yeah, okay. What did I say?
Yeah, it has the word app. It doesn't really have the word app.
It's not really, no. Yeah, it is. Flask is funny.
Flask. There's a bar it opened up in town. It's called the Empty Flask.
Oh, yeah? Okay. And what about beaker? Beaker is kind of funny, too.
Beaker is something you use in science class in high school. Mm-hmm. Or unless you're actually...
And Bunsen.
A Bunsen
burner. The Bunsen burner. That's after somebody's name.
Of course it is.
The guy from Soap.
Soap, that mean like the show?
Yeah.
I totally forgot all about
that. Oh, wait, that's Benson.
Benson, yeah.
Remember the offshoot, too? Benson, his own show.
Yeah.
I was watching What's Happening last night, believe it or not. Okay, that'll have to be turned down.
What is it?
Well, it's some kind of computer going on in the background. With no regard for radio.
You want me to ferme la porte?
No, so what's coochie coo? How about that word?
That's,
you do that to babies. Coochie, coochie coo.
Yes, you do. And Johnny Winter wrote a song that had those words.
Hoochie coo.
Rock and roll hoochie coo.
Yeah, not coochie coo.
Oh.
Hoochie coo.
It's hoochie coo.
But isn't it coochie coo?
Coochie-coo.
When you do to a baby?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
It's when not hoochie-coo. No. That's something different, I think.
That would be sick to do that,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, probably. I don't know exactly what hoochie-coo is, though. Do we even know what it means? Rock and roll hoochie-coo.
Yes.
What does it mean?
It's a Muddy Waters term that he used to... it was like a chick. You want to
okay.
Do the nasty.
Well, you might want to say, hey, you want to do the nasty baby, but not to a baby.
Hey, this is Jody Raffool, and you're listening to WDIR, Windsor Detroit Internet Radio. local, cross-border, and worldwide. And now, live at the Dive, the local dive, visit WDIR.net.
Let's get it straight. You're not fooling me.
Mr. Rafool.
No Fool. There's a funny name, Rafool.
Yeah, kind of. Fool is kind of a funny name. Fool.
Jordy Rafool, he should have been a clown, I think.
Really?
I think rock and rollers are kind of clowns in a way. Look at yourself.
Look at myself.
Look at yourself, Ralph.
Look at yourself. That's your old Uriah Heep tune, which is really, really cool. Very cool.
Well, look at
yourself.
Right now?
Is great. Yeah, we should. Want to throw it on? We can.
I know.
We probably have time in the show to listen to an old Uriah Heep song. Want me to throw it on?
If you want to.
Let's check it out.
All right.
This is Freewheeling from Psycho. You're listening to WDIR, Windsor Detroit Internet Radio, local, cross-border, and worldwide. Broadcasting live at the Dive, the local Dive, located in McKinney Plaza at 13169 Tecumseh Road East in Tecumseh.
Four on the Floor is a local Windsor, Ontario music documentary film. The basis of the film is music as a universal language, whereby the local Windsor music scene is showcased through the past decades. If you would like to submit live video footage or music for inclusion in the film, visit four onthefloor.ca. Are you looking for a new dentist? Dr. Letty is always accepting new patients. Call her at 519-948-0101 or stop in at 2825 Lauzon Parkway. Do what you always wanted to do. Smile with confidence. Call Dr. Letty. I Do Wedding Videography, making wedding videography affordable for all couples. Visit idoweddingvideography.ca. No wedding video of your special day? That's simply not an option. If you're not in the shape that you want to be in, you need to call Life and Body. Call President Reno Perlin of Life and Body. Reno's a certified personal fitness trainer. Whether you want to lose weight or gain weight, call 519-250-LIFE. Life and Body. What's your life and body worth?
Local, cross-border, and worldwide, and now live at the local Dive. It's the home of Dive Radio, and it's WDIR, Windsor Detroit Internet Radio, online at WDIR.net.
You're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the morning.
All right. Before all the crazy station stuff, we listened to Uriah Heep, Look at Yourself, from Look at Yourself.
That's cool. The name of the album, man.
Yeah. And it had a mirror on the front of it.
That's right.
Look at Yourself.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Awesome album.
Very cool. Yeah. Uriah Heep is one of my favorite bands.
They were one of the first bands that got into the heavy organ. Mm-hmm. Deep Purple was another one.
Yeah. Yeah.
That heavy B3.
Yeah. Rock. Heavier than Zeppelin or anything played organ, really.
Oh, for sure, yeah. You know what I mean? It was like it was overdriven, B3.
Yeah, yeah, it was really heavy. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, who was it? Lee Kerslake from Uriah Heep was in, I want to say, The Gods with Joe Konas from Windsor here.
Yeah.
Back in the day in Europe.
Is that right?
Yeah, in England. Played with Lee Kerslake. And I want to say the bass player or the singer, bass player from Deep Purple at the time. Yeah. Nick Simper?
Okay.
Or I forget. I get the two guys, the singer and bass player, mixed up from that time, but it was Rod Evans and Nick Simper. And I want to say maybe Rod Evans was the bass player.
Okay.
Something like that anyways, but very cool.
Yeah, very cool.
So stuff. We were talking about funny words on the show today. Do you have some more for us?
Agrestic.
What?
Agrestic.
Oh, that's what they used to call me in. Oh, yeah. Aggressive, like.
No, agrestic. Oh.
Isn't that the place where weeds
Very
takes place?
Good. That's pretty good.
Is it really that what it is, though?
That's what aggrestic? They call it. Yeah. But you know what it actually means?
No.
Aggrestic is someone who is rude, uncouth, and uncultured.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And why do they call that city that? Is there a city called Aggrestic?
No. That was okay. Just a fictitious place that was in the series. And they changed. Exactly.
Somebody different doing that every time, too. That was cool.
That was very cool. You want a new version of that, dude?
Well, okay. Maybe we can submit it. They still have weeds going on?
I think they still have weeds going on. Why wouldn't they?
Let's do it. Big JD and Lippo in the morning do the Aggrestic song.
It's not whatever that is. It's a weed song because they changed the name of the city.
But is it their own song, though, too? Or is that a song that everybody does? Like,
that was a song that was before the series.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
But they changed the name of the city.
Did they?
Yeah.
What do you mean changed it?
They changed it.
When?
Someone moved in and the city went bankrupt, so someone bought it out and they called it Majestic.
In the show, you mean?
Yes.
Majestic.
Not, well, it's not real life, brother.
Okay.
And but
oh, that's not real?
It's not one of those TV reality.
Pot isn't real?
Pot is real. Sweet pot.
Dapper.
Dapper's a great word.
It is.
Not that neither of us look that way right now, but dapper's a good word. I'm not.
Speak for yourself.
Let's listen to that right now.
Hi, this is Mo Rotundi coming to you live down at WDIR.net, live from the Dive down here in Tecumseh. We're going to have a little lunch. They got great food down here, so check it out always. WDIR rocks! This is Mo Rotundi from Destroyer, the ultimate Kiss tribute. Walks by moonlight.
Hi there, everybody. This is Mike LaPlante, and you are listening to Mike Talks Tech. This week, we're going to talk about speakers. However, I know that speakers is, it encompasses a lot of things, and I think we'll cover most speaker talk on this show as it, you know, becomes apparent. There's audio, auto speakers, there's home theater speakers, there's audiophile speakers, and then just homes, other kinds of speakers. And actually, that's what we're going to be talking about this week. I like to just put it under the category of computer speakers. You know, you can plug your tablet into them, you can plug your computer into them. So when you're sitting at your computer or with your laptop, you can plug these in, and they're decent enough speakers. You know, they're not like an installed kind of thing, but they're decent enough speakers that you can listen to whatever's going on your computer or your tablet or whatever device you're using, computer-type stuff. Usually, it doesn't involve lots of power getting pushed to these speakers. I guess it's low-power speakers is what we're talking about this week. And of course, every week I like to start with a little bit of history, but what is the history of computer speakers, really? I remember about 20 years ago, maybe a little bit more than that, when I got my first computer, the speaker that was included with the computer itself was like a little 2-inch speaker, if that. And it was there so that you would hear error sounds, buzzards and beeps and bop. That's the wrong thing you did there. Those kind of noises would come out of this speaker. And if you attempted to listen to any music through this speaker, you would be highly disappointed. You would not want to even attempt to listen to this. So what most people did who wanted to have some better sounding files, they would add what is called a sound card. A lot of do-it-yourself computer hobbyists, that's the word I'm looking for, computer hobbyists, they know what a sound card is, whereas nowadays, most people, when they buy a computer or laptop, the sound card is basically built in. It's right on the motherboard. All the chips that are required to get your sound out of your computer are directly right on the motherboard. And, a lot of people listening to the show don't even know what a motherboard is, but that's okay. Let's just put it this way. It was an outboard piece of equipment that was used to add on to your computer that you used to plug your speakers into. A lot of the speakers that were available, which there really wasn't that many speakers like that were built specifically for that purpose. And even the speakers that, I mean, even the sound that came out of these less expensive sound cards wasn't really all that great either. But, because you could pay big bucks for a sound card back in the day. I remember there was a company that had the name Turtle in it, Turtle Beach or something. There's also another one that had Wave in the name, I want to say, as well. And these are like $500 back in the 90s. Large chunk of change to be blown on your computer. But a lot of gamers really wanted to have that sound, especially when you're playing Doom. And so you paid the $500 and you had some really decent sound. But the speakers you could actually plug into your computer, they were, you know, that market wasn't really very mature back in those days, where you had a quarter inch, or not quarter inch, it's actually 1/8 inch or 3.5 millimeter jack to plug into to a jack that is on your sound card or on your computer. Most add-on sound cards had multiple inputs, or I should say outputs, and inputs as well. The sound card also included a way to actually get sound into your computer if you were using recording software or something like that. The amount of speakers that had that kind of connection to them, most speakers back in the day were basically, you know, RCA jacks or just bare wires that you would, you know, plug into an amplifier of some kind. But I remember one of the companies that was out at the time was called Cambridge Soundworks. And I remember they had a cool domain name. It was hi-fi.com, which when I punched it in today, it went to Creative Site, which I'll talk about Creative in a minute. But Cambridge Soundworks. And I had bought a set of these Cambridge Soundworks speakers, and it consisted of two small satellite speakers and a subwoofer. And the sound that came out of these things was amazing. It was beautiful, and I wasn't really used to the whole concept of a subwoofer. And actually, the whole subwoofer scene wasn't really in vogue back then, or wasn't mainstream as it is now. Whereas kids these days wouldn't even consider not having a subwoofer. And a lot of kids, if they get any tunes for the car, you don't just get speakers; you got to have a sub in there as well. The satellite speakers were deceptively small. But the subwoofer was the thing that really made it. And that's where that was like the control center as well, which wasn't really all that, it wasn't really all that functional, because anytime you wanted to do any adjustment with your sound concerning your speakers, you had to go down on the ground and play with the subwoofer. Another company, like I said, was Creative, that was out there. Creative also made sound cards. And the thing with Creative was they were smart in so much they sold to the high end. They bought all the latest chips, digital I/O chips and filters and stuff to compress your sound and all that stuff. However, they also were smart enough to sell to the low end as well, so that Creative was out there covering the market as far as sound goes in your computer. And now they also, of course, sell speakers and the whole range of stuff like that. Now, the thing that was going on back in the 90s was digital music as well, where recording artists were recording their music in analog and then mastering it digitally to be put on compact disc. But this was a really new method of doing stuff, the whole digital thing. And now that we look back on it, the sound that was coming out of recording studios was not all that good. It definitely didn't sound as good as vinyl. The music that was coming out of the recording studios was rather poor compared to, vinyl for sure. And the fact that vinyl is still around in that bands, even newer bands, still release a lot of their albums on actual vinyl, says a lot about vinyl and that analog thing. There's nothing like that sound. That's a little digression there. I also want to mention the fact that as time went on, traditional speaker makers wanted to get into this computer, portable, low cost, maybe not necessarily low cost, but lower cost than what they were used to selling their traditional home speakers. Companies like Bose and Klipsch come to mind. These are companies that make very high-end speakers. And they also got into this the computer speaker market and marketed speakers that were small in size, but yet the sound quality was, amazing. As everybody knows, I think a lot of people know that when you turn on a Bose set of speakers, whether it's, an iPhone dock or, some of their companion speaker line, they really sound good for, the package that they're in. It's amazing what they can do with such a small size. Another company that was out there, or that is out there, that's selling speakers is Logitech. These guys have speakers galore, and they're one of the largest selling brand names of speakers. And I think they also make speakers for other brands as well. They make, they'll be the same components in a Logitech set of speakers as will be in, let's say, a Cyber Audio or a Insignia, which, those are brands that are on the lower end and oftentimes are brands that are only sold in specific stores like Best Buy or Future Shop or something like that. Now, Logitech is one of those companies that sells the whole range of speakers. Maybe not the high end, but a large range of speakers. You can go to a Best Buy or Future Shop and get a $30 set of Logitech speakers that are perfectly functional. On the other end, you can buy a $300 set of Logitech speakers that are, their sound really, really awesome. They're one of the companies that really are covering the gamut as far as the speakers go. And they also sell a lot of other computer-related accessories as well. They sell mice and other USB type stuff. They if there's something computer accessory related, they're in that market for sure. And one other thing that I wanted to talk about before we finish her up here is the cost to quality ratio and how this has become better and better as time goes on. The quality of components and the quality of the lowest end speaker has increased over time. So if you buy that $30 set of Logitech speakers, they probably sound as good as a speaker set that you might have bought 10 years ago for $100. So as we continue to, you know, improve the components that go into these computer speakers, the low end, the lowest end always improves, which of course makes everything above that improve as well. So you can always get a decent set of speakers for the money that you're willing to spend. Myself, I just bought a set of Logitech speakers, and I really wasn't, you know, hung up on buying a set of Logitech speakers. But this particular set, which I think they're called the Z532s, and the reason I got these particular speakers is, well, first of all, it consists of two satellite speakers, which are, they face, there's a speaker on the front and a speaker on the back, and a subwoofer. And the subwoofer is relatively substantial. I want to say it's a 5-inch speaker, and it's downward facing, so it goes into the ground. So you kind of have a, you can feel it pretty much. And also you can control the bass from one of the satellites and the volume, of course. But one of the features that I liked about it was the fact you could plug in a headphone into one of the satellites. There's two satellite speakers. One is has all the controls on it, and one is just the speaker. On the one that has all the controls on it, you can plug a headphone jack into it. Plus, there's an additional input jack, 3.5 millimeter, that you can plug your phone into or whatever. Myself, I'd like to, I have a AirPlay system within my home. So I have Airport Expresses in different rooms so that I can just pull out my phone, start playing music, and just shoot it to one of the Airport Expresses, and then music is playing in that room. Somewhat like the Sonos system, which does a very similar thing, which I'll be talking about those probably in another show with the home speaker crowd. And so what that allows me to do is I can plug the speakers into my television set so I can hear, you know, movies and you know, I get all that booming bass and the sound is nice and loud. But also I can use the same set of speakers as an AirPlay set of speakers in the room if I just want to play some music off my phone. I don't want to have to turn on my TV to do that, which I also have an Apple TV, which would allow me to shoot my music over to the Apple TV, but then you have to have your TV on. So I don't want to have to turn my TV on just to play some music. It's nice that these speakers have two separate inputs. One is my TV and the other one is my Airport Express, which is my AirPlay. So that's one of the things that I like about these speakers. And those are the Z532s, if you're interested. And I think I paid less than $100 with tax. So I'm going to say $80, $79 maybe. A really good deal. And they sound great for the money. I really can't go wrong. It looks like that's all the time we're going to have for this week. Thanks a lot for listening and downloading the show. And if you're listening within the Big JD and Lippo in the Morning show, thanks a lot for listening as well. And we'll see you next time on Mike Dog's Deck.
Result Makers is an elite recruiting and consulting team connecting professionals to the top performing businesses. Located in Troy, Michigan, call 248-251-0143 or visit resultmakers.net. That's resultmakers.net.
Scentsy is your safe, wickless alternative to scented candles. Call independent Scentsy director Kathy Kasborowitz at 519-733-6199 or check out the Scentsy banner ad at WDIR.net for Kathy's website. Wickless scented candles. Scentsy makes perfect sense.
ShawnToon.com is ready to take on your next 2D animation project. Sean Watkins is a professional Flash animator and graphic artist. Check out his work online at ShawnToon.com, ShawnToon.com.
If you're in need of professional video and film production or audio production, check out OMS Entertainment. Corporate, commercial, training, broadcast, podcast, real estate, or wedding. Located in Windsor, Ontario, visit omsentertainment.com.
WDIR, Windsor Detroit Internet Radio, local, cross-border, and worldwide. And now, live at the Dive. That's right, the local dive in Tecumseh. WDIR, broadcasting live at the Dive. Check out WDIR.net.
Okay, we're back. You're listening to Big JD and Lipo in the Morning.
And it is morning, and we're talking about words today.
Crazy words, funny words, fun words.
Yeah.
Interesting words. Sounds like something... The guy, the comedian that died would have said, interesting words, funny words,
George Carlin?
Crazy words, cool words, interesting words. Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway.
Sure.
He was a funny man.
Yeah. Now, when you're in conversation and someone brings up a word like kerfuffle or agrestic or...
First thing I think of is us doing a word show.
Yeah. There's words that, I don't know what it is. There's words that you don't hear on a regular basis and then... It triggers something in your brain that's a
trigger.
That is a great word. I love that word.
But now it makes me think of, I got to remember that for the show at some point.
What it makes me think is I want to use that word later on today.
Do you remember though? You probably don't.
I do.
Do you?
For sure.
Okay.
I try to get into that all the time. And the funny thing is you'll hear that word and then the next day or the same day, you'll hear the word again. You're like, I haven't heard that word like in decades and someone used it twice.
Yeah.
What do they call that?
Double whammy? Speed trap?
It's another
what
word.
What do they call it?
Synchronicity.
Ooh, right. Synchronicity. Nice. Not the funniest interesting word, but...
No, it's not the funniest.
A word just the same.
Yeah.
I have a double whammy for you.
What's your double whammy?
Tisket and or tasket.
I have no idea.
Funny words, but I don't know if they mean anything. But a tisket, a tasket, a green and yellow basket. Remember that?
Sure. It's like a blues tune, isn't it?
Oh, I don't think it's a blues tune. Tisket, a tasket, a green and yellow basket. That's not blues.
No, but I know I've heard Stevie Ray Vaughan sing that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, that was, one of his tunes or something.
Sure.
But no, it's not. Yeah.
No, but tisket, tasket, that sounds like something like an old English word, like something that...
Tisket, oh, a tasket.
Yeah. Pesk the tiskets, please.
Ooh. Before my taskets get all tisseled.
Yes, exactly. That's
before my taskets get in a tizzy. Tizzy. There you go. That's a funny word.
Tizzy is a funny word.
Yeah. Tizzy. Like all disoriented. He's in a tizzy. Oh, no. Like a rye. Maybe a...
No, rye is not tizzy. Tizzy is a chick who... This is what I think when I see tizzy.
You're thinking of Lizzie.
No, I'm thinking
tizzy of... Tizzy Borden.
Usually women are in a tizzy.
Yeah.
Men don't go in a tizzy.
No, but you a tangent. Is what it's like.
Men can go into a tangent, but tangents is more you're running on. Oh, you're speaking, but you're going on and on and on, and it's crazy. Whereas a tizzy is someone who is going off.
Yeah.
And they're not making any sense, and they're kind of out of control.
Yeah. Yeah. What did I say? Confused or
stressed,
something?
That's the word.
Stressed, yeah.
A person who's stressed can go through a tizzy. Here's a word that has become more, I hear it more. But it's an old word, and it is ubiquitous.
Ooh, not to be confused with ambiguous.
Hmm?
Ambiguous. Look it up.
I'm not looking anything.
That means you can use both hands just as equally as well.
Ambidextrous.
What?
No.
Oh, sorry. That's what they...
No, they didn't. So what does ubiquitous mean? You know what it means.
Ubiquitous. Yeah, what does it mean?
It seems... to be everywhere and omnipresent.
Then what is ambiguous? Look it up.
There is no...
Don't you have dictionary on there?
Look it up and tell me.
You look it up, and after quotes and quips, we'll come back and let everybody know.
Or during quotes and quips,
yeah, sure.
Hey, this is Jeff Burrows from the Tea Party and Crash Karma. You're listening to WDIR, melting your face as you listen to amazing radio.
And now it's time for Quotes and Quips.
Okay, my bad. I realized it was ambiguous.
That's the word, yes.
Not ambiguous.
And oftentimes, you know what? You are ambiguous.
Okay. And it means?
Ambiguous, it means you're not really giving us the meaning of what you're trying to say. You're just, you're kind of...
walking around it.
You're wishy-washy, yeah. Which is...
I'm a professional.
A professional wishy-washer.
Ambiguous.
Ambiguiter.
Ooh, wonder what that would be if you're a professional at that.
The whole show, you just keep changing words.
Yes.
Yes.
Wow.
Don't get a tizzy.
It's riveting radio.
Rivet. There's a funny word right there. Rivet.
Sure. But we just use
that's what a frog does. Oh, this is quotes and quips, though,
yes.
By the way.
Yes, it is.
And so this week's quote and quip comes to us from somebody that I don't know, but I did find this on Pinterest where people are posting pictures with sayings and quotes and things on them. So I'm going with this one because mosquito is kind of a funny word.
This is where do you think that came from? It sounds like it's Mexican or Spanish or Latin American.
Mosquito.
Yeah. Quito. Quito. It sounds like it's got... No, it's cuento. I don't know.
Cuento.
Quito. Q-U-I-T. Someone quits doing something.
And Mo is the Three Stooges.
And you know his son.
I do. If you think you're too small to have an impact, try going to bed with a mosquito in the room.
Mosquitoes have big impacts on
Yes, they do, for such a small little thing.
Yes. Spiders are the same way, kind of. A lot of people are. A lot of people are afraid of spiders. Are you afraid of spiders? When I say afraid,
I can't stand spider. Yeah, I hate them. I couldn't like hold one and want one on me or anything.
I don't feel.
Maybe
that
if
way.
It was a big one, like the big
tarantula,
or something, because it seems like more an animal almost. But like a little spider, that you know what I mean? Like, oh, I can't stand. The smaller they are, the worse it is. I think little jumping guys and everything.
Oh, the jumping
guys. They get in everything.
Yes,
like centipedes and stuff like that. I can't stand any of them.
Oh, you don't like centipedes either?
Oh, do you?
I don't mind them.
What do you mean you don't mind them?
Yeah, they're all
right. How can you not mind them?
They've been here a long way before we were.
I know, but you don't like them. Would you pick one up?
I would eat one.
No, you wouldn't.
I would.
Would you?
Sure. You know that people are eating centipedes in other places of the world.
Well, I guess. You would eat one.
Sure, why not?
Like you just pick one up off the... If one was crawling here and we grabbed it, you'd eat it?
No, I want to cook it. I want to cook it.
It's all just outrageous.
I want to eat it.
It's all outrageous.
No, seriously. People cook.
Why don't you find one, cook one, and videotape it and put it on Facebook?
All right. If you want me to.
I do. Absolutely do.
It's just another
maybe a spider as an appetizer. Oh, but look at the time.
We have to go.
All right. So we'll see everybody next week on Big JD and Lipo in the Morning, Wednesday at 8.
Thanks a lot for listening, everybody. Come on down to the local dive and see live radio.
See ya.
We hope you have a great day, and be sure to join us here next week, same time, same place, for Big JD and Lipo in the Morning.
Four on the Floor is a local Windsor, Ontario music documentary film. The basis of the film is music as a universal language, whereby the local Windsor music scene is showcased through the past decades. If you would like to submit live video footage or music for inclusion in the film, visit four onthefloor.ca. Are you looking for a new dentist? Dr. Letty is always accepting new patients. Call her at 519-948-0101 or stop in at 2825 Lauzon Parkway. Do what you always wanted to do. Smile with confidence. Call Dr. Letty.
I Do Wedding Videography, making wedding videography affordable for all couples. Visit idoweddingvideography.ca. No wedding video of your special day? That's simply not an option.
If you're not in the shape that you want to be in, you need to call Life and Body. Call President Reno Perlin of Life and Body. Reno's a certified personal fitness trainer. Whether you want to lose weight or gain weight, call 519-250-LIFE. Life and Body. What's your life and body worth?
Local, cross-border, and worldwide, and now live at the Local Dive. It's the home of Dive Radio, and it's WDIR, Windsor, Detroit Internet Radio, online at WDIR.net.